This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We make it easy for you. All you have to do, whatever that pressing issue is that you're thinking about that's cluttering up your brain, call in. Talk about it. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Aria.
Aria, welcome to the air here on Free Talk Live. How would people know you?
Presumably from Call to Freedom.
Yeah, Call to Freedom. You do a show just before Free Talk Live here on the air.
Correct. Monday through Friday.
Tell us about Call to Freedom a little bit.
Well, it's been a bit directionless lately since Will left the show unofficially. So, I mean, it used to be a Muslim show, interestingly. Now it's run entirely by atheists. No religious people on the show. So, I mean, it's kind of directionless.
It's got a direction. It's a libertarian show.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. But so, it's been brought to my attention that every single person on the show is some type of LGBT. So that's probably an angle we're going to work on it in the near future.
All right. That should be interesting once the LGBT or whatever, the queer folks, find out that the show exists, then they'll come, they'll listen, they'll be outraged that your opinions do not fit the mainstream queer opinion, and then what do you do?
I continue doing what I do.
I see. There was a show called Flaming Freedom at one point that was somewhat similar.
Was that the one they did naked?
Well, at one point.
I think they did Anarchy After Dark, naked or quasi-naked, a lot of the time.
Oh, my.
Anything after 10 p.m. apparently is done naked.
Yeah, not Free Talk Live, thank goodness.
You're not after 10 p.m.
That's right. So, anyway, welcome here, Aria.
Thank you.
And I have a news story, which I found interesting. I think people always want to know this, is the places where the disparity between men and women in quantity exists. Right? When I was a young man, I always wanted to know, where are the places where there are more women than men? And every once in a while, you'll hear this story. Like, I don't know, be it Iceland or Peru or wherever it is that they've picked. They've got, like, 6 women to every man, or 8 women to every man.
That's a nice ratio.
Gentlemen, when you hear this story, it's wrong, okay? Like, there's no place on the planet that isn't completely ravaged by war and aliens came along and sucked up all the men that you have that kind of ratio. I mean, that's incredible. But sometimes the odds can be stacked in your favor a little bit. And here, the news.com.au, so coming out of Australia, claims that, yes, it's true. Australia is experiencing a man drought. It's not all in your head. Australia is experiencing a man drought, and these are the areas that are worst affected. So where should you go if you want to find a beau? If you've been feeling a little lonelier than usual and wondering if all the men have disappeared, the good news is, it's not all in your head. The bad news is, you're right. The men have disappeared. 6 out of Australia's 8 states and territories are currently experiencing a man drought, according to McCrindle Research. And there are almost 100,000 more women than men. The man drought is a demographic reality, says Mark Crindle, presumably McCrindle Research. A social researcher and demographer analyzed the Australian Bureau of Statistics data on the ratio of men to women across Australia's regions.
I mean, isn't that the case worldwide, though, that 55% of the population or whatever is female?
Oh, and it's not that quite that high. But it is, I think it's probably 50.5% female and 49.5% male. But women tend to outlive men. So it's not the women you want worldwide.
Okay.
However, in Australia, maybe it is. So it says here, Australia has 100,000 more females than males, even though there are more male babies born than females. And there are statistically slightly more male babies than, born than female babies. And there are more males than females until around age 35. By the way, males are more likely to die in their youth than females are. So really? It usually takes it out. They're dumb.
Men do dangerous things, whether that's for money or just for, you know,
kicks.
Likes.
Right. I you know, used to jump a BMX bike over a floppy wooden ramp to try to make it across a ditch. We never made it across, ever. I mean, you know, and we ditch it into the sort of, it's a little river ditch thing. I don't know what to call it. But we were generally unharmed. I'm not going to call it safe. I was going to use the terminology safe. That is an inaccurate statement. We were generally unharmed by the activity, and sometimes we were harmed, but rarely did we break something. That did happen once, but it wasn't me. So, yeah, I mean, those kind of things happen, and sometimes the young men do something and, you know, I don't know, get swept away by the river or whatever.
And you're correct. It's generally not women doing that.
Yeah, yeah. They were watching.
Oh, I'm sure.
They always watched.
You know? I've not seen a whole lot of women jump off of roofs.
Right.
I've seen men do it.
Yeah.
For no particular reason. Well, there's nothing on fire or anything.
Right.
There's no female version of Jackass, as far as I'm aware.
No. It's that might sell, though.
It would.
It would sell.
I would watch it.
And yet, still, even with that premium, it doesn't exist.
Even with that premium, that people would be more willing to watch, you know, for those that don't know what Jackass is. Jackass is a show from MTV that turned into, I think, two movies. Actually went and camped out for Jackass 1. I've never camped out for a movie before or since, and Nobody was camping out for Jackass. I had no belief that Jackass was going to be a movie that people would camp out for, that we would not in any way get tickets. I just thought, if you're ever going to camp out for a movie, what better movie to camp out for than Jackass, right? Only a Jackass would camp out for Jackass. And so we did. And, we spent the night out on the sidewalk in Sarasota, Florida, essentially, is what we did. We had a tent, you know, without the stakes. It's just kind of one of those pop-up deals.
Okay.
Yeah.
How bad are the mosquitoes there?
It was downtown. There wasn't an issue.
Okay.
You know, every once in a while, a bum would stroll by. We never got the news coverage we kind of hoped for. You know, like, I wonder if the news will come by. Well, you didn't call them. Why would they come by? There's just a tent. You know, the security guard never even bothered us. So, you know, whatever. Anyway, for those that don't know, Jackass was a show where young men did stupid things, and they were compensated, but I think they got the job because they did stupid things before that. So a whole variety of dumb stunts that would get someone harmed or, you know, something like that. And I recall one time they rented a car and they bought the insurance on the car, but they destroyed the car, spray paints, everything like that, and then returned it as though nothing was happening. And the people at the car rental place just freaked out. And they're like, what? We got the insurance. So I think it's funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it was amusing. Some guy jumped on a trampoline and shot himself into a spinning ceiling fan. you know, he wasn't hurt. Ceiling fan's not going to hurt you. Anybody who stopped one with their hands knows, you know, it's not going to hurt you. It doesn't have razor blades spinning on it, so you'll be fine. But either way, that's kind of how it went. And, anyway, back to the story here. You know, what we need is more females, apparently. Australia has 100,000 more females, and there are more males than females until around the age of 35. One of the reasons that men have, there's a man drought is because men are increasingly heading overseas to work. So the man drought is most evident during the working years, people in their mid-30s to mid-60s. That's not an unenviable number for women. I mean, there's some guy out there looking for women mid-30s to mid-60s. It's a sign of the global workforce flow and propensity of Australian men to take advantage of overseas work opportunities, he says. When you hit your mid-70s, the man drought becomes far more evident as longevity of women exceeds that of men, and by their 80s, they're 50% more females than males. So I don't know. I don't know that the issue here is, but I've always been interested in these stories of, you know, well, where's this place? What about you? 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. The Shangri-La of women.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are free to call in. Talk live here on the airways. The telephone number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450. Free as in Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
Aria.
Aria, thank you for joining us here on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And from Call to Freedom.
Correct.
So I just read a story here from Australia, and apparently there's a disparity of men to women. I'm not entirely sure what the issue is. I just always found those stories interesting, and, you know, I don't know, young men, go to Australia or something. Or, and it's not even that young. It's like the big numbers are between women between the ages of 30 and 60. So
that's definitely not young. But it's certainly not old either. I mean, there's still plenty of time to live and find yourself a chick and have a good time.
Yeah, my experience is that prior to about age 30, it was sort of the girl's world as far as dating went. You know, they got to make the rules. They got to decide how things went and all that stuff. And then somewhere around 30, everything kind of changed. You know, their biology began to kick in. Their you know, thought processes began to change. They were looking for a man. And then they're not looking to have a good time anymore. They're looking for somebody who can, you know, keep a job, for instance. And, you know, that's when, well, I could tell the sea change just in these the desperation of these ladies. And, I got less interested in getting tied down at that point. Dating got a lot easier. I don't know. That was just an experience that I had. If you had something different, the number's 855-450-3733. I imagine the dating pools get smaller just generally as you go from, like,
sure,
18 to 40.
Yeah, because people start getting married and they settle down and all that.
Right.
But if you're into cougars, I mean, it sounds like Australia is Disneyland.
Right. I think, like, well, when it comes to, well, we're talking about the older men, too. I mean, I would think that when you're the guy at the nursing home that's willing to date, I imagine you have a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the women are going to live longer. They're going to have their facilities about them longer. You know, just quite generally, they are going to be more available. I have seen, it's been my experience in life, and this is just a generalization again, that men tend to make it, once you get past that sort of 35 threshold or whatever, where you're really driven by sexual urges, men can make it on their own without women, with more happiness than women seem to be able to make it without men in that same category. I'm not saying there aren't bachelorettes out there that stayed that way forever. I'm just saying, you know, the old song was old men talk about the weather and old women talk about old men. It's kind of what I see, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's they just see their relationships that way. I don't know. That's my experience. Let's go to Sarah calling in from, I could tell you, like, pretty much her apartment number she's called in so often. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to let you know that, you know, I have made myself to be nice to all of the talk show hosts on the radio. I have learned.
It's a good idea.
So no matter. Well, you know, the thing is, I hear a lot of callers, they tell you off. I mean, they threaten your life and all that. I mean,
yep.
I mean, but the thing is, here's the thing is, they're sorry because they're like, well, how do I get back on the show? They're like, well, I got banned from the show. It's like, well, I mean, figure it out now.
They're not asking for advice, Sarah. They're outraged that they're not able to get back on the show. It's called Free Talk Live. I've got rights. I've got rights to be on the air. You said I could be on the air. I'm sure that they're that way with every other talk show that they can't get on the air and couldn't get on the air with before. Free Talk Live letting them on the air far more than anybody else. But you're right, Sarah. And oftentimes they do want to get back on the air. And you have a great system, right? You attract far more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Well, the thing is, you know that I get confrontation with you guys, and sometimes I have a many, many disagreements with politics on many issues within and everything. But, you know, the thing is, I never, you know, like, get mean about it. You know what I mean? I could disagree with you, but I don't have to be, like, you know, calling you, like, being like we're to the point where, like, they want to ban you from the show. I mean, how do you do that? You know, like, they got the
usually they do that with death threats. Yeah, so there's a difference between being confrontational and disagreeing and calling in and telling people that you're going to kill them.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But see, for me, I like it when a person gets run over by a car two times. I want to be able to call in and talk about it. Like, you ran over the same time with two different cars. You know, I mean, I've already called in like maybe two, three times already every time it happens. But it's a big deal for me to talk about pedestrian fatalities and gun control issues. A lot of things that I do want to talk about. So even though that I do get mad, but what do these people do that to get bad? I mean,
they get really upset because we don't agree with them about certain things. And they're not able to handle that emotionally like adults, like you're able to.
Right, Sarah. So what you're able to do is you're able to say, I'm calling in to reach the listeners, not the talk show host. But the vast majority of people want the talk show host, in our case, to agree with them. And when we don't necessarily agree, because we start skeptical, and B, the calls that we agree with aren't going to stay on as long generally, because it's like, oh yeah, you're right, see ya. You know, what are we supposed to do? And that makes them outraged. They get entrenched in their position, we're then entrenched in our position, because they haven't made any efforts to learn how to persuade people to their side, to be persuasive, Sarah. You're 100% right. Nobody's persuaded by somebody who's yelling at them, calling them names. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't about understanding the ideas of liberty. This is about persuading people to anything. You cannot persuade people who are unhappy with you.
But you're right. My emphasis is to reach the listeners. I said maybe like 5 to 10 listeners who almost got hit by a car or almost got T-boned or something like that. Those are the listeners that I'm listening to, because, you know, I do believe that if they listen to me, that they will go out and do something. It might be a city council meeting. They might write a letter to the journal, the newspaper. They could email and phone call. They could organize. They could do something. But it's that few people, the listeners, that are the ones that I am listening to.
Right,
so
and
I don't know
those
why so much into the host to beat you guys up, to argue and prove you guys wrong. I mean, what's the point behind it? You know what I mean? Because then my objective is to have safer streets, never get accomplished. That's my objective.
So right. What they do is effectively, they're so confrontational in many cases that either they get kicked off the air entirely, or they they're just, the calls are shortened or whatever, because nobody wants to listen to that constant, you know, that buzzsaw of anger if it's not directed well. I mean, you know, people seem to want to hear Ian and I argue, but that's a different situation. But yeah, I agree with you, Sarah. I think you're right. These people are deplatforming themselves, and they're getting the opposite of what they want. Thank you for the call.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One Paris fire official says the Cathedral of Notre Dame has been saved from a massive blaze. French President Emmanuel Macron says the worst has been avoided. He promises to rebuild and will ask for international help. KYW-TV reporter Victoria Whittle.
I can hear people in the streets singing
they're singing and praying and watching this billowing fire continue to persist, and now within the belly of the church.
Reporter Adam Plowright.
Notre Dame Cathedral was undergoing a major renovation project. We saw images last week of statues being removed from the spire of the cathedral, the spire that's since been destroyed and collapsed. This was a long-running renovation project, and the fire service have indicated it could be connected to that.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, as Sarah just did. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Aria.
Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet. So Bitcoin, you can buy Bitcoin Cash, and it can show you where to spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can read the latest news or engage in the community at the Bitcoin Cash forum there at Bitcoin.com. I like the news section. I'm kind of a news junkie myself, and they've got a real reporting staff over there. Not like, well, a lot of these crypto outlets just repeat the stories that the other ones put out. They're really just sort of, I don't know, it's got echo chambers almost. Not so much. I've met the staff at Bitcoin.com, news.bitcoin.com, and they're real folks, and they're really working. And frankly, they can cover stories 24 hours a day. They've actually got a Telegram group where if you are as excited about Bitcoin news as I am, and like 60,000 other people are, you can go to news.bitcoin.com. The link there to their Telegram chat is available. And then you get the story right when it's put out. Learn more, just go to bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. So, Melanie, you've got a story. Apparently the IMF, it might be in some way related to what happened with Julian Assange here recently.
Yeah, so, and this is from IMF.org. Julian Assange was arrested last week from, he was turned over by Ecuador because he was in the Ecuador
Ecuadorian embassy.
Embassy.
Yeah. For like 7 years. And he looked like a hobo when he came out. I mean, it was
well, 7 years in prison, effectively.
Effectively, yeah. He could have shaved if he wanted to. It's not like
do we know that? I mean, did he, could he just like order stuff from Amazon and get razors? I mean,
well, I mean, people were delivering stuff to him, so I mean, yeah, okay. He could have acquired razors. The rumors from the Ecuadorian staff is that he did not take good care of himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Which, again, 7 years in effective isolation in prison, well, they'll do that to you.
He had Ecuadorians to talk to. I mean, he would like to have left. There's no doubt. But, yeah, looked like a hobo.
He did.
Yeah.
And being carried out, shackled, screaming did not help.
No. Now he looked like a crazy hobo.
Yeah, so this was published by the IMF on March 11th, 2019. Wasn't really relevant on that date, but I feel like it's relevant now. IMF Executive Board approves U.S. In U.S. currency, $4.2 billion extended fund facility for Ecuador.
So they got a loan?
Yes.
For $4.2 billion?
Yes.
All right. And what you're positing here is that part of the collateral for that loan is turning over Julian Assange to kicking him out of the embassy?
I don't know if that was like a term of the loan or if they were like, we just gave you $4.2 billion. You need to give us this guy now. I mean, ain't nothing free, right?
Right. So, but
what is the timeline here as far as Assange being evicted?
The IMF gave Ecuador $4.2 billion, and then a month later, Assange was turned over.
Does the IMF not, like, regularly give Ecuador money?
I don't know I guess I would ask.
Not regularly enough for them to post stories about it when they do it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't think the IMF hands out money quite that often, but, you know, maybe.
Well, how else are they going to create poverty in countries like Ecuador?
Right. You're talking about the Memoirs of an Economic Hitman or something, where they use the IMF in order to impoverish, you know, they put these nations into debt, and when then they can't pay, they take their resources, and, you know, basically, that's the new imperialism, essentially.
Exactly.
I wouldn't doubt that to put a deal together, they could very well have said something like, sure, this loan, I mean, obviously Ecuador applied for the loan, and the IMF is in some way related to, you know, the United States and Great Britain. These are the powerful nations in the world. This is the International Monetary Fund. So it wouldn't surprise me if there's just like, oh, sorry, we're not giving you loans while Julian Assange is holed up in your embassy. I mean, you've been keeping this man from justice. It's very important that justice is served. Or justice, and they probably said justice again, because that's important. I wouldn't doubt that was the case. We don't really have any evidence, but I think it's, you know, probably worth some speculation.
Yeah, and it was contingent on this plan. So, from the IMF, the Ecuadorian authorities' plan aims to create a more dynamic, sustainable, and inclusive economy for the benefit of Ecuadorians. It is centered around four major priorities.
That sounds like horse crap, all of it. But go ahead. What are those priorities?
Boosting competitiveness and job creation, strengthening fiscal sustainability, and the institutional foundations of Ecuador's dollarization. Protecting the poor and most vulnerable, and improving transparency and bolstering the fight against corruption.
Time out. So they're like, Ecuador, you have problems with spending. You're not fiscally responsible. Here's $4 billion.
Yes.
I don't think that's how logic works.
It's not. But that's not how.
They're not trying to make them sustainable and, you know, self-sufficient. They're trying to make them dependent upon them.
Certainly. And I looked it up. That's about 2.5% of Ecuador's GDP.
It's a good loan.
Yeah. It's a huge loan.
So that's a large percentage of what they will bring in taxes this year, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously a country can only bring in a percentage of its GDP, you know, in taxes, and it's just going to claim, you know, it's just going to see a huge boost. So, I don't know, something between increasing taxes by another a third again to doubling, I don't know, somewhere in that range, just a guess.
Yeah, because, and then, you know, as stated, once the Ecuadorians can no longer sustain the economic hardship caused by the debt from this loan, then they'll bring in the corporations, the American corporations, that are less scrupulous than we would like because they have the state backing them.
Right. Then the corporations will pay money in order to get the you know, the sweetheart deals to the resources that they want, or cheap labor or whatever, to the point that enough corporations come in and they milk the area sufficiently that everybody gets so angry that they kick them all out and socialize all the things they did and ruin it, and then the government, you know, the government goes into deep debt and whatever, then they take a loan out from the IMF, and then they start this thing all over again. And who benefits? The politicians benefit, the rich businessmen who you know, are in charge of the corporations. To some extent, Americans who are, you know, stockholders for these corporations in their in the forms of their IRAs and their IRAs and, you know, different mutual funds. That's the term I was looking for, which IRAs and mutual funds are basically the same thing. But yeah, I mean, more or less, that's how it goes. And those are the people that benefit: the bankers, the businessmen, the politicians, the ruling class, and that's it. Let's start it all over again. And let's be sure to be indignant about how bad the poor people are at paying their debts back.
Yeah, that's critical.
It's really important.
Because otherwise you can't rile up America enough. You know, you have to get the American people to go along with this kind of thing, or to at least be complacent in it, or to turn a blind eye to it.
Sure.
Or pretend like we don't know anything about it.
Right. If it was a person taking a loan, right? Aria, if you borrowed $1,000 from me to set up your own business, and you blew that money on hookers and coke, and you decided that you were...
And the business was not hookers and coke related.
It was not a hooker and coke related business. And then you, you know, you come back to me and you want another loan, and I'm like, no, you're completely irresponsible.
Actually, it's worse than that. It's like if Aria...
That's a fair thing. But this, in this case, it's the politicians that took the money, blew it on whatever they felt like blowing it on.
Probably hookers and blow.
Right. Probably hookers and blow after they put this four-point list of crap that they say they're going to spend it on. And then they blame... And then all the poor people get blamed. The people of Ecuadorian people generally, taxpayers, get blamed for not paying it back. Well, they weren't the ones in charge.
They didn't take it out. Well, and they didn't take out the loan.
Right.
And even if they did, you don't loan poor people $4.2 billion. You don't loan rich people $4.2 billion.
Well, I've lent money to the people of a person or two in Ecuador through Kiva.org, and they paid it back.
Not $4.2 billion, they didn't.
855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee received is discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. As in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Arya.
Let's go to the phones. Oh, before we go to the phones, I want to tell you about the amplifier program. So if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can help us spread the ideas of liberty around the world. We're on almost 200 radio stations across the U.S., and we're bringing the message to something like a half a million people every month that would not otherwise be seeking out these ideas. That's pretty effective. Now, there's a lot of effective liberty organizations out there. I'm certainly not going to say anything bad about Reason or Cato or, you know, anything like that. But Free Talk Live hitting a half a million people that weren't otherwise looking for these ideas, that's pretty impressive. If you want to help us go a little bit farther, please go to amp.freetalklive.com and amplify the show, like Nathan Benson did, who's a silver amplifier. We only ask for $5 a month. And we don't use it to, you know, on paychecks or anything like that. We use it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Thanks, Nathan. Thank you to you. Thank you to every amplifier. Let's go to Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the Free Staters are back in the news a little bit in Manchester.
What are Free Staters?
Free Staters are people who moved to New Hampshire for more freedom.
Yes. Okay.
And they tend to become activists. And yep. So I guess Carla Garrick is the former president of the Free State Project, and she called a demonstration last week because she's angry about some of the things the Manchester Police Department are doing.
All right. What's that?
Now, the most recent thing was, they started putting up cameras in Manchester. And I was under the impression there was supposed to be some sort of law against that in New Hampshire. I don't know.
There's a law against traffic cameras.
Okay, all right.
These weren't traffic cameras. They were just on the sidewalk.
Just closed-circuit TV cameras so they can keep an eye on you out there.
Another reason they don't go to Manchester.
They recently also killed somebody in Manchester near the main mall, and two other people died as part of that incident. And Carla wants to know what happened to the other two people who sort of, you know, died in this standoff with police. The police say they came in and they were already dead or something along those lines. But one of her concerns is that apparently there was a use of some sort of chemical device. I don't know if it was just mace or something, but she seemed to be thinking it was maybe something more serious. And there's this sense I think she has that, like, why didn't the, how do we actually know independently what the police said is true?
Right, it's a really good question, and a question as old as just the concept of having police is who watches the watchers. Anybody is going to be predisposed to fibbing about their mistakes if they were like, "Ooh, messed that up." Well, gonna have to cover that up. And if there's nobody watching, then we don't expect the average citizen to obey every law and do everything right. That's why we have police. Well, why do we expect the police to obey every law and do everything right, especially when they're dealing with lawbreakers all the time, or presumably lawbreakers?
And when we know they don't do everything right. There have been countless stories about police being arrested, well, not being arrested, but being caught, carrying around fake guns in their cars.
All kinds of stories of all kinds of different things.
Go ahead, Dave. Even when they're not dealing with lawbreakers, the fact is they raided a motel, right? They were after some drug case or something like that. So they decided to cause trouble with this motel where the guy was staying, and then they went ahead and they evacuated the whole motel and then wouldn't let anyone back in or let them to their cars for many hours after the standoff was over. And there was an indication from the Attorney General's office they weren't even going to let people back to their cars for days.
Yeah, I mean, these kind of things happen once they say, well, this is important. This is an important crime scene. Somebody has smoked marijuana in this hotel, and nobody can go back to their room for hours.
I looked pretty closely into this guy who they were raiding, and he was accused of firing at them, but all of his offenses before that were just drug and failure to appear type offenses. It was all victimless stuff until the DEA shows up, with a Manchester gun, with Manchester PD gunman, and then that's when the firing starts.
Yeah, how would you know? I mean, I could presume that the police are correct, but it's hard to know for sure. Who fired the first shot and what happened? Where's the evidence? We won't get a court case.
No.
The guy's dead. So, the public just has to presume that they have been served here. And that's it. Suck it up and take it. We keep you safe. Well, how do I know?
Without us, that guy might be selling drugs that hotel room. Aren't you glad we murdered three people?
Yeah, so in the absence of the state, you have three or four degenerates sitting around a hotel room getting high. In the presence of the state, you have a shootout in the parking lot of a hotel room that goes on overnight. These are your options.
Right. Let's not forget that these walls are paper thin, and Lord knows where these bullets are going.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. At least here they've got some opposition here.
That's true.
Yeah, I suppose that's the case. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the new the Free Staters have a whole heck of a lot of an effect on the police and their depredations in New Hampshire. I think the police in New Hampshire were probably a cut above police in lots of places in the United States. But that's just maybe that's chauvinism. Maybe that's it's anecdotal, certainly. But I mean,
they certainly don't seem to have had much luck in Manchester as far as police accountability goes. I mean, it has one of the worst jails I've ever heard about, much less in New Hampshire.
So what do you think, Dave?
Well, that's what my last call was about. A few days ago, there has been bail reform, and the Manchester jail is now at half its population that it was a few years ago.
Should be at zero population.
Well, there's probably a reason for a jail. I mean, don't you think, Arya?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I'd love to talk to you about that.
I'm not a fan
of the call, Dave.
Holding people hostage against their will.
Either they're too dangerous to be alive, or it's none of your business, and you can let them go.
Well, you have to have some place to hold them while you determine if they're too dangerous to be alive.
Well, if they're too dangerous to be alive, I'm going to shoot them when they attempt to aggress against me.
Yeah.
So the so you're not advocating, Melanie, for a death penalty that is administered by the state, right?
Yeah, so I don't want the state executing people for the same reason that they will pull your license after your 20th DWI. Clearly, you have exhibited the fact that you cannot drive properly. If you're the state, you have just killed too many people inappropriately, so you're just not allowed anymore. Same kind of deal. I don't want the state doing that. But if someone is going around aggressing and a sane person decides, you know what, I got to stop this, oh well.
So it seems to me that there are violent offenses that are that don't reach the level of killing somebody. It's like, for instance, if somebody, I don't know, stealing cars, you know, you're going to want to apprehend them. You're going to want to talk to them about their propensity to steal cars.
I'm not, until they attempt to steal my car.
Okay.
At which point, I will assume that they are a threat to my person and property and will shoot them accordingly.
Stealing cars, and I don't necessarily advocate killing people for any level of theft at all, but stealing cars is more of an attempted murder than it is a theft, unless you're stealing them, like, from the factory. And then it's more of a property crime. How you're kind of screwed without a car. You can't get to work. You can't get to, like, you... There's a lot, like, you can't live and function. So that's more of an attempted murder, which kind of merits an immediate response.
That is a slippery slope.
That sure is.
I would not want to go near. I know lots of people who don't have cars here in Keene, and they do not appear to be about to die.
Also, many people who have cars have insurance on those cars, and if my car was stolen, I would probably be able to, I would certainly be able to rent a car by the next day, and likely my insurance company would pay me for that rental at some point. Get
most people have collision at most, which doesn't cover that.
I don't know what most means. All I can tell you is what it's like in my life. If somebody steals, I'm not going to shoot somebody over my car.
Okay, that's fine, but... And, I mean, it does depend, you know, geography kind of matters there, too. You might be able to get around Keene, maybe, depending on what you have to do and where you have to be. But it's kind of an essential thing. It's more like food or insulin and less like a TV.
Yeah, but I don't want to get sidetracked on car theft in particular. What I want to talk about is what should happen to individuals specifically for different sorts of crimes.
We should forgive them.
Forgive? You can't forgive somebody who doesn't even ask for forgiveness yet.
Forgiveness is not about the transgressor, it's about the victim. It doesn't matter if they ask for it or not. For the victim's own well-being, they need to forgive.
I'm fine with forgiveness of somebody you can't catch, but if you can catch them, we're going to have a long conversation about any social behavior. 855-450-3733.
Out of hair from years past, introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com. Or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.